Hello and welcome to a May 3rd, 2024 edition of the Sports Ethos NBA Today podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and I will be running solo again since Ramiz is still on vacay. But even though I'm solo, it's going to be a nice, short, interesting two-game slate where two teams are hoping that they can extend their postseason to another day. Coming off of today, we had two interesting matchups where both teams was able to finally advance to the next round of the Eastern Conference and to have the first Eastern Conference semifinals matchup in place where Knicks and Pacers will be facing off against each other. Outside of that, we had a very entertaining EuroLeague playoff Thursday where both teams was able to push it to a game five where Olympic Biakos just annihilated Barcelona, and Panathinaikos was able to have another injury happen to Wade Baldwin and actually beat Maccabi to tie up both games series 2-2. Now we got this two-game slate, but before we get into this two-game slate, Sports Ethos has now partnered up with Bet Online, which is your number one source for all your sports this season from MLB, PGA, NBA, and NHL playoffs that are going on right now. All the latest stats, news, scores are available to follow for your favorite teams. You can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every other sport out there as well. Even have some EuroLeague stuff. Just head over to the website, download the app on your mobile device, and just remember, Bet Online is where the game starts. Now, first game on the slate today will be Cleveland at Orlando, and that has a pretty low total, 198.5. Surprisingly, they was able to go beyond the total of 200 point last game, if I remember right. And now we got 198.5 in Orlando with a minus 3.5 with Orlando being favorite. We do have some news to kind of look at since Gary Harris might be unavailable and Cleveland may or may not be playing Jared Allen again because he's also questionable as well. Then Clippers playing Dallas. Dallas right now is favored by 7.5. And the game total on that is 205. And Kawhi is already ruled out. Terrence Mann is questionable. And that's really the main news to be looking at on this slate. Yeah, let's just get straight to the point guard positions. Got a lot of spend ups you can go with that position. Probably gonna be the costliest position to play on this slate today. But if I'm attacking cash games or GPP, I'm actually gonna build it with Harden. Especially if you think Clippers are gonna extend this to a 7-game series. Harden will need to either assist or score on at least 40% of the Clippers scoring in order for this to happen. I doubt you're going to see another 7-game dud from him in this matchup on the road to, extend their season or not. And if you able to get him scoring, he should be able to get some pick and roll going and able to get his assists up as well. We do know the floor can be pretty low if he, give up in the middle of a game. But I really don't think you're going to see too much shenanigans from this game, and you should be able to see at least a 20-10 game from him with a couple of 3-pointers. So you should be looking at 45 up to 55 DraftKings points in this spot from him. Going for the mid-tier pick. If you want to go cash, I feel like Jalen Suggs will be the best route to go. I know he did not have a great showing in Cleveland a couple of days ago, but his production in Orlando was actually pretty solid. When it came to him hitting his threes, I want to say he shot 50% from threes on his game in Orlando compared to shooting what is it? I think it was 8% for threes on the three games he played in Cleveland. So he definitely able to score a little bit better when he's at home. And if Orlando want to extend their season, I do feel like he will need to contribute something in order for that to happen and for him to actually stay on the floor. Now, if you want to play the GPP route and you have some questions about Suggs' minutes being on the floor because he's not able to produce, I feel the best pivot will be Cole Anthony for 3-3. Defensively, he's not really there, but when it comes to connecting on 3-pointers, he's probably the best option they have at the point guard position when it comes to a consistent 3-point shooter. I know that was not the case during the series, but throughout the season, he had multiple games where he hit 4 or 5 3-pointers and also got you a good amount of rebounds as well. Typically, he would get you about 4 rebounds, 5 rebounds when he got his 10 minutes. But again, this is more of a GPP play. Unfortunately, I don't even think he cracked 20 minutes in one of these games against Cleveland in the playoffs. And his field goal percentage been around 20%. So if you really want to take a flyer and you want to do a little, want to get a little different, so you could spend up on some other players on this slate, Cole Anthony is a nice little risk to take if he's able to connect on the shots while he's on the floor. Moving on to the two guard position, there's two main options you're really going to see people go with on here, possibly three, but I'm going to pivot to Mitchell at 8-4. I do feel like cash or GPP, you should be safe playing him again. This is just a two-game slate, so pretty much all plays could be played in both, since ownership will be anywhere from around 15 to 30% on most plays on this slate. When it comes to Mitchell, if you do feel like Cleveland will be closing Orlando out, Mitchell will be the reason. He will be responsible for around 40, possibly 50% of Cleveland scoring, either by scoring on it or assisting on it. And if the game go below the total, he should be one of two players on the Cleveland side to actually get you more than 30 fantasy points from this game. Going for the mid-tier play, I'm gonna go back to the Clippers Dallas game, and I'm gonna run with Norman Powell, especially if Terrence Mann is out. But even if Terrence Mann's playing, I do feel like he should have a solid role, and his production will be more than needed on the scoring end in order for Clippers to extend this series to a 7-game series. Throughout the playoffs, he's been averaging, I want to say, above 30 minutes per game. He might have had a few less minutes on Kawhi's 2 games he played, but outside of that, he's been getting around 32, 34 minutes each of these games he played. When it comes to his shot, He's probably been one of the few Clippers who's actually been shooting above 40% for three in all the games this series. And I do feel like this should continue on the road in Dallas as well. But when it comes to the ancillary stats, you're not going to get too many with them. Throughout the season, I always liked playing the under on fouls, rebounds, assists, depending on the matchup. And I do feel like this would be in play as well if you could get his rebounds and assists at 4.5 going into the game tomorrow. Now for the GPP play, you might want to avoid this in cash since he is questionable right now with a hamstring injury. That's going to be Gary Harris for 3 sets. His shot has not been falling in the playoffs too much, but honestly, throughout the season, he might have had the highest 3-point percentage for Orlando this season. I'm not quite sure if it was him or Cole Anthony, but it was one or the other. And if Orlando do want to extend this series, he will need to be able to contribute and pick up an over on 2.5 3-pointers made for the 20 minutes that they're going to have him out here. Outside of actual points, you're not going to get too many ancillary stats from it as well. So you're really just looking at 15 to 25 BK points that are actually going to be coming primarily from scoring. Moving on to the three, there's two routes that people are really going to go for a spend up. I believe Paul George will be the safest route. So if I'm running cash games, I will be running George. Again, 2-game slate, you could use this as a GPP play as well, but I would actually pass on this for GPP play so you can actually spend up at other positions. When it comes to George, he should have a safer floor out of all the small forwards on this slate. And upside is always there. You know, if he's able to have a game like he did last time he was in Dallas, where he was able to score 26 points in the first half, you're looking at an upside of going near 70 fantasy points. But the floor should be there, even in this dud that he had against Dallas in LA 2 nights ago now. He still almost put up 35, 40 fantasy points in this spot. Moving on to the mid-tier play. I'm really changing how I think about this guy on this team, and that's Derrick Jones Jr. I don't know how. But in the majority of games in this series, he was able to connect on one or more 3-pointers in this series. And he's actually taking multiple per game. So I'm not sure if I'm more surprised that he connected on at least one each game or that he's taking up to 3 to 4 3-pointers per game. I'm still not sure, but he's been showing his hustle, been getting a good amount of rebounds in a couple of these games. Even giving you a couple of blocks, he did that throughout his career, but he really stepped up his rebounding and 3-point percentage in this series. And I do feel like he will be like a cash game staple for a lot of players on this slate, especially coming in at 4-6. His minutes are there. They're trusting him out there. He's running 30 plus minutes each of these games, and he's giving you about 0.75 points per minute. So he's doing everything he needs to do to stay on the floor. So even if they lose or win this game, I do feel like his floor should be safe around 20 fantasy points. Upside could get you near 30. Going for the GPP route, the cheapy play. I'm probably only going to go this route if Terrence Mann is out. Might talk myself into it, even if Matt is in, but Amir Coffey at 3-6. Again, not going to give you the most points per minute when he's out there, but he will be out there. And for 3-6, you do have a upside of getting 10, 12 actual points out of him. And when it comes to his rebound and assist rate, they are pretty low. But if he's giving you 25, 30 minutes, he should be able to get you possibly three rebounds and assists and a stocking in there as well. Plus, he don't really turn over the ball. So if he could get you 12 actual points, give you a couple rebounds and assists, you're looking at a safe little 15 points for 3 sets. And on a two-game slate, you can't really complain with that because that will allow you to spend up at some other positions to go more stars and scrims. Before we move on to the power forward position, I want you to remember that Sportitos do have the DFS pass where you can get all the experts' advice, picks, and all the information you need about the lineups, about who's in, who's out. If you was a part of it today, you would see me post a play in there that hit for 3 units, I believe. It was Joel Embiid free throws over 9.5 and Miles Turner's rebounds under 8.5 or 9. I forgot what the line was, but both of the lines cleared, and that would have put you up 3 units if you follow that play. There's also some other plays from some other experts in there, and you always find ways to get yourself an edge to win money whenever you go to it, tap in, and just follow something. Moving on to the power forward position, I'm going to be spinning up here on Banchero for 8-3. Definitely the safest floor for any player on Orlando. I'm not sure if he's really going to go over 40 fantasy points in this spot, since I don't think he will get you a 30 ball in this spot. But when it comes to his rebounds, assists, he should be able to hit you over the 11.5, 12.5 mark. And he should be able to get you a couple of stops. Again, his shot probably won't be falling like it did in the previous game. So don't think you're gonna get close to a 40-point performance. You're looking more at like a 25-point game. I do feel like this game will be going under total. So you might be able to get around with like 36, 42 fantasy points from by Carroll in this spot. But for 8-3 on the two-game slate, that's something I'm gonna take, plug into my cash games. Another like safe cash game play due to the minutes, mid-tier price wise would be PJ Washington. Again, for 5'9", you can't really do much better at that price. I know he kind of put up a dud in the last game since, man, I don't even think he connected on a shot. Might have got you a couple of rebounds, but I don't even think he reached 15 fantasy points. But typically, you should be able to get 25 fantasy points out of him. And for a 5'9" spot in your cash games, that's something that you should just plug in and play. Upside, not really there too much. If he hit on, three or four 3-pointers, you might be able to scratch 30, 35 fantasy points, but nothing really too crazy out of him. You're just plugging him in for a safe little 22, 28 fantasy points in this spot. Again, cash game play. And you should be able to ride it out, be okay with that. Going for the GPP play, I guess you could say, the low tier play. Going back to the Cleveland Orlando game, I'm going to put in Isaac Okoro. Again, for 3-5, your floor could be as low as 6 or 7 fantasy points, but you do have an upside of around 25 fantasy points. I'm not sure if he actually reached it in this series yet, but he's been getting 25 minutes as an upside. I think the lowest minutes he had got in this series was maybe 18, 20, but he has an upside of giving you a fantasy point per minute, and the floor could just be as low as 0.25 fantasy points per minute. So again, it's more of a GPP play, but if you're trying to go stars and scrubs, I would really understand the logic for the core play at the power forward position. Now, moving on to the center position, I feel like this is where a lot of players will get a little different. So you should be seeing like a lot of 15, 25% lineups, especially if players doing a lot of double center plays here. For my spend up, if he plays, I'm definitely on with Jared Allen at 7K. I do feel like Mobley might be a little chalkier, even though he's $300 more. But when Allen is on the floor, man, his production is great. I want to say in three of the four games, he had a double double. And in one of these games, I forgot if it was game one or game two. He almost put up like 60 fantasy points when he had that 2020 game against Orlando. But outside of that, going with a mid-tier play, I guess if you want to go GPP, you could go Wendell Carter Jr. He definitely have double-double potential, and his minutes actually been increasing throughout the series, even though can't really say his production increased every game. He did have his best game the other day when he almost had a double double. I think he finished like 9 and 11, got you around 35 fantasy points. And I do feel like that should be a upside and increase in his play to playing time. So in GPP or cash, you probably could run Carter at 4-4, hoping he actually get the double double that been evading him throughout this series. But if Allen does play, I probably wouldn't go that route. That'll be more GPP. But if Allen is out, definitely will be running Carter. And for the GPP, this is if th this is definitely just a cash game play. This is probably going to be the chalkiest. I do feel like a lot more people might run him at the power forward position, but Maxi Kleber, I do feel like he will be pretty chalk, especially since he hit 5 3-pointers in the last game. And for 3-3, you really can't get somebody with as safe a floor as that, since he's pretty much guaranteed to get 20 minutes in this matchup. What he's going to do with the production, can't really tell you, but if you're going stars and scrubs, he's kind of going to be a staple in your lineup. Outside of that, this is, how I'm attacking this slate. Definitely seem like it's going to be a stars and scrubs type of night for me. Outside of that, if you want to find more of my plays, you can follow me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always willing to talk about basketball on any level. We got WNBA starting up. I'm more than happy to talk about who's making teams and who's not making teams. We got EuroLeague playoffs, almost getting to the Final Four. Definitely gonna love talking about that. And we got second round of the NBA playoffs coming up as well. Outside of that, remember that this is sponsored by BetOnline. Don't forget to get that a download. And other than that, hopefully we can take down this slate tomorrow and both of us make some money. All right? Till next time.